God's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Good Friday, hunters. The keg hunt is happening right now, and it is rolling strong. We're going to do a Brady report. We're gonna tease you some more. At 8 o'clock, another one of the computer kegs goes out. So, nerds, you have till 8:01 to fix that. You will find it by 8:02. I am surprised at how fast they're going this year. Oh, this is without question the fastest we've ever had. We are, we're making it too easy. We're gonna hide them in Sedona more. Even though that guy's gonna find that thing. You know what we need to do? Is Mark Randall's rules the opposite?
Yes.
We'll do opposite of Randall's rules, and then all of the kegs will be places that he said not to put them, and it'll be a lot harder. I'm going to give you a few before we get to the Brady report that have not gotten a lot of play. Central and Northern. The clue is you'll have to look a lot, and lot is in quotes. And then it says, just to give you the thing, it's in a dirt lot. So the clue is you have to look in a lot, and then the guy goes, it's in a dirt lot. So he just ruins his own clue. That's from Zach. Glendale and 16th Street, under a building. Zach must have done some work because none of his are called in. Yeah. Camelback and 7th Street, garbage day. He's a clever man. He just kept them. Oh, that! Oh, yeah, because Zach ran into a bum, and the bum told him, I thought you were going to kill me. And then he gave him some Night Watch paintings. Which is true.
He ran into him?
Gave him the Rembrandts. Thomas and Scottsdale. I told a guy on the phone about this. He's on his way there from the West Valley. This is mean of me to do, because he's probably about halfway or maybe a little more than that there. Knock down some pins or catch some Z's. We have not gone to Thomas and Scottsdale yet. All the others around that area have been found.
We also haven't given out a clue for 7 yet. That's the Northwest Valley.
Oh, Grandin, Yorkshire. The hint is in with two N's, front. In front. But. None of Brandon's have been called in except for in front butt.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Hey, I don't understand this contest. Old front butt likes to keep it Led Zeppelin heavy. What are we doing? Finding kegs. Hey, if I knew where the kegs were, I wouldn't have come to work. Front butt. KSLX. I mean, a midday lady and 450 pounds of sexual pleasure. Stairs are my mortal enemy. Front butt.
Larry likes front butt a lot. That was at PT the other day, and Jonathan, one of the physical therapists, comes by. Or no, it wasn't Jonathan, it was Chris. And he comes by and he goes, hey, man, great stuff this morning. I'm like, yeah? And there's a room full of people, old, young, doesn't matter. None of them know what he's talking about. And he goes, that front butt. And I'm like, thanks, man. I thank you for it. And people are like, yeah.
I'll have to listen.
In physical therapy, a guy thanked another guy for his front butt.
But I was also laughing at, stairs are my mortal enemy.
You know that, Larry? Mortal enemy. That's right. You know how it works, man. Larry understands as a program director that a midday girl. You know, Larry, in the middays, you should try harder to get all the listeners to want to f*** you.
I want you guys to do an air check.
Oh, yeah.
Front button Larry.
I got my resume working. I'm on page 48.
But that actually sounds like a pretty good show.
Front button Larry. But you know what I hate about the front button Larry show? When Larry talks.
F-R-O.
Are you making fun of me? Front butt's got a little paranoid. What are you doing there? What's happening? Why is everyone making fun of me? What? I'm a woman in radio, goddammit! I have rights! It's my front butt! I'm gonna document this for the socials.
Someone ordered a pizza?
Two. They're both mine. Front butt's starving. I climbed over 12 stairs today.
How did this happen? Knock it off. I was helping people. Front butt took over.
Bert.
Stop it. US 60 and Kings Ranch Road. That has gotten little to no play. These are on trails, right? These are the Action Ride Shop guys. So they're not like crazy, but they're on trails. South Mountain has a trail. I believe A Mountain. I don't know where the road is that they put that.
Which number? I'll
Yeah, ask him. Where the heck was it? Oh, it's College and Marigold. The hint is rock vagina.
Hey, that was my name when I used to do active rock before I became front butt.
Other days.
I was your rock vagina. Hey, fire me from KSL. Thanks, and I'll work over at KUPD. We'll kill it. I'll be rock vagina again. All the listeners want to bang front butt. She's got the sexiest voice in radio.
We had a front butt.
Yeah.
I miss it. Larry, you got to go out and get us another front butt. I miss having front butt in the building. Get you another one? Remember front butt, Mark? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had front butt.
I didn't get that one. That was Jay.
You did.
I didn't hire her.
Oh, that wasn't your hire. That's true. Yeah. That's right.
You blew it.
And I had to blow it in for the jobs. I didn't understand why I was waiting around, buddy. Front butt.
Bush Highway off of Reef of Granite is the clue. Bush Highway, there's a trail. You get off of that, and you got that one. Action Ride Shops got two of them that are worth 500 extra. One was found. One was not. What's this?
Marigold College
is a mountain.
So it's east of the Phoenix Zoo.
Yeah, that's a mountain right there. Almost positive of it, isn't it?
Nope.
No. Marigold Lane and College Avenue is just streets. Yeah. East of the Phoenix Zoo, so it must cut back towards a little preserve.
Us.
All right. That one's worth an extra 500 on top of that. Yeah, that's not too far from here, is it?
Yeah.
That's right there.
I just got a picture of rock vagina.
Let me see rock vagina. Oh, yeah, that's a rock vagina, all right. Jesus. Keep the perverts away from that.
Josh and the boys killing it.
I thought that was the MRI from my gyno.
Can you give the hint again for 40?
Look for the silver bean.
40th Street and Bell. That's the Emily one. This one, I don't know if it's still there or not. 40th Street and Bell is in the middle of skating, swimming, In the middle of skating, swimming, swinging bats, and running with dogs. 40th Street and Bell. That's where that is. All right. So we've got a ton of them. Toledo's going to still man the Twitters,
yep,
as you continue to ask. So tweet at DToledo at what? Okay, you got all those things you can fire off while we're doing the Brady Report, while we take a little respite from telling you where to go. I will say, great job so far. Unbelievable how fast these are going. And pretty soon, by 8 o'clock, we got another one going up in 7 minutes. We're going to be pretty much all done. I mean, you guys found these kegs fast. And then again, 8:30, Ride Now and the Harley dealerships are going to start doing their deal where you can just go there, sign up, and they'll do a drawing later in the day. It's pretty great. Brady, it's time now for you to give us all the news that only you know. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. You can check out all the basketball action. Baseball started yesterday. Baseball on TV.
Ladies Final Four today.
Oh, the ladies. The ladies had their three-point.
Maybe it's over.
Maybe no, it's I don't know, Brady. It doesn't matter. The ladies had their skills competition last night, and the very first shot in the three-point thing was an air ball.
Hilarious.
Couldn't have kicked it off more accurately.
And then she fell.
And then for no reason, and a shot was blocked in a game she played alone. Oh, it was so funny. And then they had a dunk contest, and all the ladies went home. Just a bunch of kids from Akron went up and started dunking high school boys. It was great. So, yeah, you can do that and play my game at Hooters, girl down or ball out of bounds for no reason, and get yourself all plastered up there enjoying the Hooters wings and Bud Light. Thank you for sponsoring the Brady Report. Brady, please report.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Got a couple of fun facts. The Wright brothers didn't really pioneer flying together. Wilbur did basically all the work, but gave Orville half the credit so his feelings wouldn't be hurt.
Want to hear a great aviation story? Oops.
Do
the
I?
The other day, we're watching old game shows, and one of the parting gifts for one of the contestants on Password Plus was new luggage, and the luggage was named, and this was Super Password, Bert Convy Super Password, 1987. And it was like, guest of Super Password receive a brand new set of luggage from Amelia Earhart Luggage. And then you called it Amelia Earhart Luggage. And I started laughing. And I'm like, the last person I want to think of for packing up bags and hopping on a plane, right?
Great
and
for one-way trips.
Megan says,
maybe this was before.
Ooh.
And then as she said it, she goes, I realize.
as I said.
Like she caught herself in the middle of it. And I'm like, oh, and she just sees my thumb start to going, firing off text to Colin and a couple other friends.
Don't tell anyone about that.
I'm like, yeah. I said, you know what my favorite part of that is? In 1987, as a woman, your aviation pioneer, it was still in your head that maybe by 87, women still hadn't done it. I mean, we had airlines floating all over. We'd been to the moon, for Christ's sake. She thought maybe the ladies hadn't circumnavigated quite yet.
I knew when I said it, it would just don't tell anyone.
All right.
Maybe this aired before 1934.
Yes. Bert Convy hosted Super Password with Joanna Gleason and Eric Estrada.
On a television.
Yeah. In the,
he was so young.
Right in the 30s there. You're right. I'm crazy. The second Roosevelt had his presidency going when Super Password was popular. In color on TV.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't worry about it. I won't.
Macaulay Culkin was the first child actor ever to get $1 million for a film. He got that for his role in My Girl.
Okay. The
Get Out of Free card from Get Out of Jail Free card from Monopoly is a real thing. In England, 1567, there was a lottery to raise money for the Navy, and the winner got a Get Out of Jail Free card to excuse them from anything and everything but the most serious crimes. If you murdered someone, you're not getting out of jail for
it. Well, yeah, you can't get it for that. Not a hard pass on that one.
A survey asked people, is there a right way to eat a chocolate bunny?
Ears first.
Trash.
You don't go ass first. You're a weirdo if you go ass first. What do you say, trash?
The marshmallow ones?
No, those are peeps. That's not a chocolate bunny. That's a marshmallow bunny. So who is this guy? You do not go ass to mouth, though. You go ear to mouth.
78% went with the ears.
Wait a minute. 11. What is your bunny doing there? You can't. Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot Dante.
Wait a minute. What's your
his bunny's going ass to mouth.
There was 11% that went to the ass.
What's the ears or the other 89?
78%.
Who are the other 10%? Just started the gut?
Feet.
Ow. That's dumb. Ears.
Someone did a map, Zippia did a map of each state's favorite Easter treat.
What's yours, Brady?
Arizona. Ham. Oh, mine. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, ham. Yeah. It's up there. It's up there.
Ham's a good Easter treat.
Easter ham, yeah.
You guys just have bowls of it around the house?
A spiral cut.
Jelly beans and ham.
That's good. Boiled eggs is Arizona. I do like the deviled eggs.
I eat hard-boiled eggs by the 18-pack. I love them.
There was 14 states that liked boiled eggs. In Montana is one. No,
Montana. Toledo's dad likes boiled eggs, but he never, ever cracks one open. He leaves before it hatches.
Oh.
I don't like when they come out of the shell. Makes me feel responsible. I have. That's why I'm not there.
Illinois' white chocolate eggs. Indiana boiled eggs. Ohio sunburst jelly beans.
What, Larry, you look busy. What's going on?
Oh, just three kegs came in.
Oh, three new ones? All right. Tell Richard.
Looks like pregnant women can now enjoy Disneyland. Not only can they get on the rides a lot, they got a food for them now.
We're not scrambling up babies? I thought that was a big problem with jerking around on Space Mountain with a in full.
They highly recommend that for.
You shouldn't do it. Like the Indiana Jones ride is also an abortion.
Yeah, so
like I lost a baby on that thing. That'll jerk you around like nobody's business.
And I was joking about the rides thing.
Oh, good.
They got food for them, so they're not bored.
Oh, right. Why are they there?
Because they have other kids.
You wait. You're pregnant. Your kids don't. Why do people let their kids dictate? You wait
and enjoy the fried pickle corn dog.
Yeah.
Hot dog inside of a pickle, inside of a fried corn dog batter, basically.
Go get them. Yuck.
Little Caesars just came up with a pretty good promotion. They want to buy the naming rights to your living room. If you sign a not really legally binding contract saying you'll call it Little Caesars NHL viewing room. And you do that through the end of the NHL season, which is May. You'll get free crazy bread every Wednesday.
Whoa. All right.
Some guy on his phone fitness app, this happened in England, congratulated him on his new speed that he reached, 120 miles an hour. It picked up his the car.
No
He was
kidding.
Traveling, and the fitness app says, congrats!
You've got a new personal best.
Yeah.
Terminal velocity. Man, oh man, they're all the 91 is gone. That's a $500 keg. That one's that's the A Mountain one or Tempe one. Man, this is the fastest you guys have ever gone.
I've got some science news.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Well, he's very busy today.
I know.
But still, you know.
Before the science news, we got a gang of thieves that got busted for stealing Legos. International gang of thieves. They've been going around different cities in Europe, and there's big money in Legos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a bust in Arizona happen. Retrieved stolen Legos worth $145,000.
Wow.
That was in 2014. The Ultimate Collector Series, like the Millennium Falcon, that went for $15,000.
They're huge. Yeah, the Lego. Well, yeah.
If you have the Taj Mahal first edition, that's around $3,500. The problem is people will have those and they'll rebuild them and they're missing a couple of pieces.
When you can't have them like the instructions and the box has to be perfect and everything has to be in order. Right.
You can still get top money if you don't have a box, but
you get it all if you have like it's brand new. You don't have to have it put together either. If it's all cellophaned up and still there, you get that's the best.
But you can still build it and it still holds its value. I got a buddy that's a real Lego geek. But
Brady Kirby is texting me. How did this happen?
What? Well, I don't know.
Kirby says, hey, John. Hey, John, old pirate. I got your number off a list. Hope you don't mind. It's Kirby. The Rimbrat keg was found, old pirate. Thanks, Kirby Derps.
Wow.
Kirby's hitting me up.
She sent me that.
Your daddy's right next to me.
Text her some other locations, John. We need her to go check on some other locations.
I lost my dad's number. I hope you don't mind. Thought I'd fire you a little correspondence.
Yeah.
Shot a message off to his cohort. You are the Chewbacca to his John.
I've got some science news. Hello, my friends. I'm Professor Brady Bogan, and this is your science news.
I am not comfortable with a 12-year-old girl texting. It's
going to
be that Larry David episode.
I've been texting with this 12-year-old girl, and she's got an itchy vagina. Do you watch Wizards of Waverly Place?
A study at UCLA found babies love it when you use baby talk, especially in English. Because English speakers tend to exaggerate it the most.
Oh.
A study in Scotland found babies can understand real words earlier than we originally thought.
Right.
And well before they can talk, they can already grasp simple phrases like,
you'll
clap
be poor.
Your hands.
You're going to be poor.
Eat the mud.
Mud is for dinner. You are Scottish. Stop hoping.
I don't know if you saw this early in the week, but a photo of the worm tornado. It went viral this week because hundreds of worms started crawling in a circle during a rainstorm in New Jersey.
Cool.
And someone took a picture of it. It's
really
just, yeah,
like
earthworms.
Quickly?
They swirl around. No one knows why they circle this time.
Yeah.
Because
hate breed for worms were out there. They were doing a mosh pit. That's cool.
Experts know they sometimes crawl around together to help each other navigate.
Yeah,
there are still shots there.
Well, then how do we know?
There might be. There's a worm.
Nobody thought to hit video on a worm thing, but a panda eating a carrot is all over you. This would have been interesting, Brady. There's got to be a video. That is cool, though. Maybe there's video. Look at that. The pictures are neat enough. There's
That's worm spaghetti.
Ugh. All right, I don't want to look at that anymore.
Scientists in Japan figured out how to hack the human body and regrow teeth.
With
don't stop brushing yet. They say it could be years before they'll actually do it.
Yeah, brushing yet. I know your dream though is to stop doing that.
Right.
So they can regrow them at the source? They don't grow them in a tube and then shove them in your mouth?
I'm not sure.
Oh, boy. What do we need? Well, I guess meth has done such a number that regrowing teeth is...
The Mars rover deployed its helicopter, which could make its first flight next week.
Cool.
Experts say stronger tides from... this is the other thing. The stronger tides from this week's supermoon helped free the ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal.
No kidding. Oh, because it got a little different tide. Oh, that's cool.
And for the first time, astronomers have detected X-rays coming from Uranus. Thank you, everybody. It's true. That's just science.
That was the end of that. First off, adult.
Date.
It's Uranus. And X-rays coming from Uranus is childlike. Kirby just texted me and said, "Daddy's being great hilarious stuff today."
I just got the
I gave him last night with that one. I wrote it in green crayon. Daddy, Uranus makes me laugh as hard as it does you.
Let's get to some radio videos.
All right, do it. You're making him work today.
I want to get to...
What do you want first?
Let's save the bone breaks for last.
Okay. We'll do the gymnast.
Yeah. Gymnast is pretty good.
All right. We got a broken gymnast.
Mm.
This is not good.
No.
It's not as bad as you might think.
It sounds bad. I don't like the broken bones slash gymnast combo conversation before I see the video.
Gems. We'll end it.
These broken bone videos are getting to be a little bit.
Yes. Here we go. This is indoor gymnast.
This guy's doing a little indoor gym action at a door frame. Trying to flip over the top. Oh, into the wall. That was just dumb. He didn't measure that.
I know.
It is?
Yeah, and he crashes the light.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely not measured out properly.
Yeah.
You can't have the uneven parallel bars in a 7-foot roof.
I think he was in the bathroom.
Oh, man. That's just a bad place to set that up. He did not measure out. Tape measure fixes that whole thing. All right. What else?
This might be a broken bone.
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
Here we go. Brace yourselves.
It is, Jim.
It's a kid skateboarding.
Broken bone. Oh, no. It is. The old Z arm. The Z. It's
arm
a Z.
Turned into a Z. I was looking at his leg the first time, thinking his leg did it. Oh, his arm. His arm is a Tetris shape.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, I didn't actually see when it happened. I just.
Oh, snap, crackle, pop.
I hate you, Brady.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's Gumby, damn
it. And let's just close it with the last one. Oh. This is a toughie.
That turned his arm into a pipe cleaner.
It did.
He just shaped it and kept it there. Oh, that's rough.
Oh, here we go. This is brutal.
Oh, it's girl UFC?
No.
Oh, these are guys.
It's a dude. But
I'll tell you
the match ends pretty quick.
Yeah. First kick. Oh! He goes for the back leg kick into the knee, and his leg does not accept the blow.
You know what?
Oh.
Don't call it. Put me back in.
The actual kicker, his shin is just shattered. Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
By the way, John Vela just texted and said, a worm tornado, that's what I search on Pornhub. I've made a white worm tornado before. All right.
Randall did last night.
Any hoot. All right, we're going to give you a list of those kegs that are no longer out there. Did the internet keg get found already?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Nerds.
What a waste.
Nerds.
Same guy.
Yeah, same. I got two. That was easy. You guys are dumb. What we're doing is too easy. Yeah. And we can't do it anymore. So that's good. Those are over. And then in 20 minutes, the ride now and the Harley shops are going to fire open there and get you all your chances to win some more kegs because they got some too. We're down to the nitty gritty here. We got a few left. We're going to tell you what's left and we're going to guide you to a few more. The Easter keg hunt rolls on. It's 98 KUPD.
What?
98.
No way.